Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. My name's Kenkel Fritz. Here's some highlights from today's show.
We've got the top offenders, the list of things that you don't eat before it's gone bad. Bread is on there. Tops of the list is lettuce. I think lettuce wilts right away.
It does.
Just seems.
I feel like it wilts on the way home.
It seems late breaking for me, but it seems like strawberries go moldy really quick. Mm-hmm. I don't remember it doing that a while ago. Is that something new? They're not putting on there?
I don't think so.
I think that
they absorb water and so it's over for them pretty quickly.
Bread, of course, is pretty annoying. We just bought some rolls from one of those lovely big box stores. And they went bad right away. I mean, it was like the next day there was mold on them. Like, what's going on here?
Oh, well.
Huh.
That's what the returns line is
for. Yeah, right? There's something a little suspect there.
Yeah, that doesn't sound right.
Sally and Misty both mourn the fast aging process of an avocado.
Mm-hmm.
Goes bad really fast.
Help us.
Yeah. Family Life Radio, who's this and where are you calling from?
I am Matlock. I'm calling from Macon, Georgia.
Your name is Matlock?
Yes, and not related to the guy on TV.
That's what I was about to ask.
Wow, I bet you hear that a lot.
Oh, yeah, if I had a nickel for every time.
Yeah, right. All right, yeah, tell us.
I wanted to make a comment about the avocado that you were talking about. That's one of my favorite things to eat, and you're right, it does go bad before you can stick a knife in it. But if you'll take a bowl of water, preferably purified water, and put the avocados with the stem side down in the water, those things will keep for 2 weeks, and they will actually bring back a bad avocado to a ripe health.
What?
Oh, wow.
Wow.
We have tried this over and over and over, and it's like, wow, why didn't I know about this longer ago?
That's pretty amazing.
I love it.
Yeah, and make sure it's purified water. It's got to be good water. That way it can rejuvenate.
So the water rejuvenates. It's like a little avocado CPR going on there.
Right. It'll turn it from brown back to its green color again. You'll love it.
Honey, what are you doing? Giving it mouth to mouth. Could chat be GPT? I can't say it right.
Chat GPT, yes. Yeah.
Could chat GPT write that song you just heard? It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. Now, if you don't know what chat... Great Scott. Chat GPT is. All I can tell you is there's a better name for it, hopefully.
Yeah.
But if you go online and just Google Chat GPT, and you can ask it to do whatever you want.
Yeah.
The scary thing is kids can say, hey, can you write a term paper for me? And it will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's lots of stuff going on there. So Misty thought, well, what if... Could Chat GPT write a Chris Tomlin praise song?
Okay. So first of all, I want you to tell me if this is actually Chris Tomlin or Chat GPT. You ready?
Oh, dear. Okay. All right.
Grace and peace, oh, how can this be? Let songs of gratefulness ever rise, never cease. Loved by God and called as a saint, my heart is satisfied in the riches of Christ.
Hmm. Wow.
It sounds good.
It does. It sounds like it could be a praise song. And?
That is a Chris Tomlin song. That's an older Chris Tomlin song.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So, okay. Chat GPT or Chris Tomlin, oh my soul, sing out his praises. Lift his name up high, let it ring. For he is worthy, he is holy, Jesus Christ, my everything.
That sounds like a Chris Tomlin song.
That would be Chat GPT.
Wow.
No.
So AI can praise God.
It can. Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
I love that, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. It's really
torn.
How about this one? Hallelujah, hallelujah, we lift our hands up high to worship and adore you, our Savior and our guide. May every breath we take be a song of praise to you, for you are the Almighty, faithful and true.
Please don't tell me a computer wrote that.
A computer wrote that.
Wow!
Oh, no.
That is amazing!
Yep.
Wow. I don't know what to think of that.
I don't either. Yeah. Well, you want You want to know that whatever you're singing or being a part of is, I think, comes from a human being.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
There's something weird about a computer.
It's a little unnerving.
Yeah.
It's a little unnerving.
Right.
And I understand that it's just like looking stuff up and compiling from what it finds, but still, it does a pretty good job.
I mean, this next Sunday, are you going to have RoboPastor up there? Or a real person?
RoboPastor.
Oh, no.
What do you think about all this?
Oh, goodness.
We got to get your take. 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. Is Kankelfritz a real guy on the radio? So we told ChatGPT to write a Chris Tomlin song, and it did.
Mm-hmm.
It sounded just like a Chris Tomlin song. So we're wondering, how do you feel about all that? 888-888-9976. Esther is with us from Arizona. What do you think?
That's freaky.
It is, isn't it?
But you gotta think, man created that technology, so whoever created it, it's gotta be Christian.
Well, I think the way it works is it scans the internet for content.
It just grabs whatever, like it'll look up whatever you're asking it to write and pull from other sources.
Right.
So it's kind of just rewriting what's already there, but it sounds legitimate is the problem.
But maybe you're right. Maybe the guy that created this has also put a little Jesus in there.
Maybe.
Who knows? I don't know. That'd be cool.
Well, let's hope.
Even ChatGPT knows who is Lord.
That's right.
There he is.
Yeah. What if you asked it, how do I get to heaven, Misty? What would happen?
Oh, you okay. Oh. Let's do that. Hold on. I'm going to have to think for a second, but let me ask it that.
Pretty big question we should get.
What are the steps to get? Because that clarifies all bad religion right there. If you have to do anything out of your own power.
Mm-hmm.
Wrong answer.
The concept of heaven and the path to reaching it varies across different religions,
brother,
and belief systems.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
Yeah, but it did put Christianity first, so that's nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, at least it put Christian first.
There you go.
Yep.
But that's kind of freaky.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Well, I want you to know, to my knowledge, I'm a real person, and so is Misty and Sally. So
that we know of.
Exactly. I would have to take it by faith because I can't see you in person since.
Well,
I like the idea that we could blame all of our flaws on, a computer glitch.
Well, that's true. Yeah. And by the way, last week I was really sick. Maybe I had a computer virus.
Maybe you did. Oh, goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, thank you so much for calling.
I absolutely love you guys in the morning. I listen to you every day when I go to work.
Appreciate it. We'll let the person who wrote our program know that.
Hey, maybe you've been hurt, neglected, rejected, or abandoned by your father, and it may feel like every aspect of your life is affected by that broken trust, even your relationship with God. But there's hope. Your father wounds do not have to have the last words in your life. God does. Well, we've got Kia Stevens with us this morning. She wrote the book Overcoming Father Wounds, Exchanging Your Pain for God's Perfect Love. Let's start with explaining, what is a father wound?
Sure. A father wound is synonymous with father absenteeism. So we know that fathers can be absent for a myriad of reasons, whether it be by way of divorce, abandonment, abuse, incarceration, drug addiction, an affair, a premature death, or even a physically present but an emotionally absent father. And so any one of those has the potential to incur a wound in the heart of a woman and a man, for that matter. That's why I wanted to write this book, is so that every woman would know what your father did to you is not an indication of the love of God that is evident and has always been evident for every single woman that's been wounded. I love to look at Psalms 139 that says, I formed you in your mother's womb. I know how many hairs are on your head. Before a word is on your tongue, I know what you're going to say. God is saying to every single woman, I wanted you here. You're not a mistake. You're not an accident. You're not unwanted. You're not unloved. You are beautiful. And it was my intentions that you be here on the earth. And so my heart is a reflection of God's God's words to you today, that you are loved and you are seen and you are chosen. And for every woman that's listening at the sound of my voice, I pray that they would know that as well, that it's not happenstance that they stumbled across this radio snippet, but that God intentionally wants you to know, I love you.
Isn't that good? If this is not you, maybe you know someone that's been through the same scenario. Make sure you check the full interview on our podcast.
Family Life Radio.
Hey, good morning. We're Kankel Fritz and friends. Hope you're doing well. You know, when someone asks you how you're doing, do you feel like you can really tell them? Do you want to? It is National Health Awareness, Mental Health Awareness Month, and just thinking of different ways to normalize saying, I'm not fine.
Yeah. I think that is so often our go-to answer. And I think we carry it over from, you know, if say you run into a distant acquaintance in the grocery store and they ask how you are, you're probably not going to want to delve into your deepest, darkest problems right there in the cereal aisle. And that's understandable, but I feel like sometimes we carry that over into conversations with people that we know and we trust and we love, that we know love and care for us. 9 times out of 10 when they're asking because they really want to know. And I feel like so often, I know that in my personal life, I feel like I'm a burden if I share what's going on, which I don't feel that way about other people. When I ask how they are and I really want to know, when they confess, hey, something's not quite right, I would like support, I would like some advice, I would like for you to pray for me. So why do I have such a hard time sharing that?
I think you think that other people don't want to hear you're sad. Even though they're trusted people, I don't want to bring you down.
I feel like, though, we all deserve to be seen even in our not great moments.
Right.
And if it is somebody, there is an established, loving, caring relationship there, they're probably asking because they really want to know.
I think you're right.
And it's okay to let them in, and it's okay to share that you're not fine. It's okay to say, I've been better. And let them know what's going on.
Well, part of it, don't you think, is on us to be available to people.
Yes.
I'm looking at myself in my hurry-scurry life. I'm so like, you know, after my current goal that I'm asking myself right now, you know, Sally, are you making yourself available?
If you're not even with them, then you don't have the opportunity is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That makes sense.
And maybe we need to learn, if it is just a distant acquaintance, to stop making that part of the small talk. If we don't really want to know, don't ask the question.
Nah.
Well, it is a salutation almost.
It is.
How are you doing?
Maybe we need to take that out or find another way to, you know.
Yeah.
How's your day going? Something a little less, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a part of hi, goodbye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It really is. And is there a way to extrapolate that out and make it more personable when you really want to know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, hey, how are you really doing?
There you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe even talking to yourself by saying, hey, I have a moment. Let's catch up.
Sure.
You know, and refer to the last time you guys had a conversation.
I like that. Well, what do you think? 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. Family Life Radio, it's Kankel Fritz and friends, and it's time for that good news of the day. So what has God done in your life? We got to hear your story. Give us a call. 888-888-9976. Tell us what's going on.
I went into a gas station and I came out and I saw a gentleman walking out of the gas station. And I stopped and I asked this gentleman if he would like a ride. And he said yes.
So what gave you the clue that he needed a ride?
I felt led that I needed to pick him up.
Huh, okay.
So I stopped and I asked him if he'd like to have a ride wherever he was going. And he said, I'm just going a few blocks, but yes. So I took him to his apartment, and while we were driving, I had a radio station on, and he was listening to that, and he says, turn that up, would you please? And I did. He says, are you a Christian? And I said, of course, and this is the only kind of music that on radio stations that I listen to. And he said, thank you for the ride. And he says, by the way, would you take me to church this next Sunday?
Wow.
So I've been working with this young man for the last month and allowing the Holy Spirit to move in his life, and we'll see where it goes.
Wow, that is pretty cool.
Yes.
And this all started from listening to God and asking the guy if he needed a ride.
Yes.
That's awesome. Plus, a huge conversation starter since you had Family Life Radio on.
Yes.
And what's your name?
My name's Frank Martin.
Frank, thank you so much for sharing.
That's okay.
I think it's a good reminder to us all to have your spiritual antenna up and be listening to God.
Yes. I'd like to challenge all my brothers and sisters out there to listen to the Holy Spirit ministering to you.
Yeah.
And if he says to do this, take the time to do it.
Bless you.
That's amazing.
Incredible. Wow.
What a story. And I'm sure you've got a story. What has God done in your life? Maybe it's something recent. Maybe it's a while ago. The only way the good news continues if we get more good news stories. So what's yours? Call right now. 888-888-9976. And thank you. It's National Health Awareness Month. It's Kankel Fritz and friends with you on Family Life Radio. Mental health, that is. A little different than just health. And we're talking about how do you normalize talking about that? Leah is with us. What do you got?
I'm a third grade teacher. So often I ask the kids every morning, how are you? How was your evening? What did you do last night? And they go, oh, I'm good. I can tell when they're hurting and I can tell when they need to talk. And I think it's even teaching them at 8 and 9 years old to say, you know, I'm not okay.
Yeah.
This happened and I have these big feelings about it. And I'd really like to talk to you, or I'd really like to talk to my friend. I need to draw you a picture, even. I've had a few students who are really good with saying, no, I'm hurting. But I feel like as a society to just say, I'm good and move on when we're not, and the mask needs to drop.
It's a good point. If a third grader's automatic answer is, oh, I'm fine.
That's really sad that that's a learned behavior that young.
It is.
I appreciate that you as a teacher try to push through that, though. That's amazing.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm. We do. You know, we have a little corner that they can go to where they can try to figure out what they're actually feeling, like with posters and signs and things like that. But it needs to be more normal.
Mm-hmm. Well,
thanks for being an example of Jesus.
Absolutely.
And caring where others might not.
Thank you for that.
Neat that they know they can talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
You're making a difference.
And when they do break through, it's amazing.
I bet.
Amazing.
That's awesome.
That would be really rewarding.
Yep.
Thank you guys for all that you do.
Thank you. Teacher Appreciation
for
Week.
Calling.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate you.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Experience Hope.
Family Life Radio.
So this woman needed a kidney transplant. The chances of her getting one are 1 in 22 million. She's at the beach. Her dog keeps going over to this stranger. And come to find out, the stranger ends up being a perfect match for her. And we're like, how does the dogs know this stuff?
Yeah.
Pretty amazing. Anna is with us. You guys said you had a story about your dog.
I think that is so amazingly beautiful how wonderful the animals are. And my dog's name is Mama's, and she totally told me every time my father would take off his oxygen, she would start barking and get us to come over there and get it back on him.
Oh, wow.
That's incredible.
So your dog knew something was up.
Yeah. Every time he would let me know that my father's oxygen came off and I would be able to go put it back on him. And she was his best friend. Dogs definitely are a gift from God. That is for sure.
I love that. So your dog is like a nurse. And now this just in, it's time for a Family Life Radio Joy Report.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm gonna let this feeling take control. Joy.
What's bringing you joy? Think about that and then call us at 888-888-9976. Liz is with us. Give us your report.
I was married before, got divorced with my current husband. I fell in love with him when I was 13. Nothing was ever able to happen. But we finally got married and we have had 4 miscarriages and I am finally in my 27th week of pregnancy.
Oh, congratulations.
Woo-hoo. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. It's been a long time.
Is this the farthest you've been along?
Yes. Before I would miscarry at like 5 weeks, 6 weeks. I went up to 12 weeks, the longest one.
Well, congratulations.
Yes, me too. God is good. He's amazing. Me and my husband, we both serve God, and I have 6 kids from my previous marriage, and he has 1 daughter. And so we're really trying to raise them up in the right way. You know, we both fell away from God. We knew God growing up, but we both fell away from him. And you know what? God has just done We just want to let everybody know about his grace and his mercy. And, you know, God is just, he's amazing. He's just amazing. That's all I can say.
He is.
Amen.
You're right.
Congratulations. This will be
Thank you so much. This will be number 7 for me. But yes, 8 for all of us together.
Yeah. Wow. Well, now we're just remembering the 70s and early 80s. Is 8 enough? It's Kankel, Fritz, and Friends. These dogs are amazing, just knowing what you need. Kelly is with us from Scottsdale. Tell us about your dog.
Well, I wanted to share my story of my dog, Murphy. He started the pet therapy program at Mayo Clinic out here in Arizona.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool.
One of my favorite stories was the very first day he had on the job. We were working in the radiation oncology department, and he kept pulling me just to this one person. And I was like, this guy looks so mad. I do not want to touch this guy, Murphy. I do not want to do this. And he just kept, that's where I want to go. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, fine. And so I walked over, you know, kind of approached the man and said, sir, I'm really sorry. This is Murphy. This is what we do. And would you be open to us sitting with you for a little while and just talking? And he didn't say one word. He just gave me like a nod. And I said, okay. So we sat next to him, and Murphy was small. He's a Bichon Poodle mix. And I just kind of was just gently, you know, talking to him. And he reached over and he finally started petting Murphy. And then I just noticed it was just kind of a silence. And I looked up and he was just crying. He was just crying. And I said, sir, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Did I offend you? Are you okay? They said, no, I've been at Mayo for 6 months and I'm away from my family and my dogs and I just miss them so much. And this just brought me such joy. And we both started crying and it was just this beautiful moment. And it ended up being a patient that we just saw regularly and just became just wonderful friends as he went through just a really hard time in his life. And it was just such a joyful experience. And it just was that moment knowing like, wow, God just placed me right where I needed to be and Murphy right where he needed to be and created Murphy just to be just that. It was such an experience. And he went on to work at Mayo for 12 years.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. It was a really, I always like to say that Murphy's paw, like, just squished Murphy's law, you know?
His paw squished Murphy's law. That is awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. I would love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram where you can share your good news or joy report. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kankel, Fritz, and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.